broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday morning, December the 20th, 2023. Boy, I was hitting wrong buttons there, left and right. 740-751-4038. Phone lines are open. 18 minutes past the hour. 26 degrees, mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area. Had a great Christmas party last night. Hope everybody enjoyed it who had a chance to listen to it. If not, it's in the archives, the WGH Talk archives. Had a great last interview with the mayor yesterday. Enjoyed that quite a bit. And we can report this morning that City Council did vote the pay raises up last night, but we don't know for what amount at this particular point. We do know that apparently there was some kind of reduction in the pay raises, but we don't know what that reduction was. Hopefully we'll find out before we go off the air this morning. If anybody knows, let me know. Or if anybody has any thoughts on this, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And also, remember, if you send us a Christmas card, put your return address in it, 685 Delaware Avenue, Suite 110A, Marion, Ohio, 43302. That'd be WGH Talk. That's where you send it. We are looking forward to that, getting those Christmas cards out very soon. All kinds of, you know, it's the holidays. Everything is busy during the holiday season. I was also having that conversation last night, I think with Mayor Kellogg. I said, you know, it's very hard to take time and enjoy the holidays because everything's so busy. Everything is constantly happening during the holiday season. But if anybody's got any thoughts on the pay raises or the last interview with the mayor or the Christmas special last night or anything else that we've done here recently, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. But I certainly can report we did have a tremendous time last night at the Christmas party here at the station, which really is a Christmas special. People brought things, baked goods. We had shredded chicken sandwiches for the first time. Normally we've had pizza in the past. It was just a fun event, kind of a potluck type of event last night. A lot of fun. I hope everybody enjoyed it. I enjoyed it, so I think everybody else did too. There's something about the feeling when this group gets together. It's a real, really nice family feeling, if you like the Christmas holiday, and I think we all do. So there you go, 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind, and don't forget, tomorrow, the first day of winter, you can get a free any size Coca-Cola beverage using the app at McDonald's, free large fries with a minimum purchase of $1. Uh-oh. Cough setting in here this morning. And I don't know when this large fry, if this expires or what this is, but it's there as well. Okay, well, you know, we did get through our family feud the other day, I do believe, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I think we got through the last category, but here's an interesting category. This might be a little difficult. Six answers here. Other than turkey, what else is crucial for Christmas dinner? Other than turkey, what else is crucial for Christmas dinner? Six answers on the board here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Other than turkey, what else is crucial for Christmas dinner? Now, Christmas dinner is a little different than Thanksgiving. I think on Thanksgiving, we have very traditional things. Now, according to this category, apparently we have turkey on Christmas as well. But the category is other than turkey. So turkey cannot be one of the answers here. Other than turkey, what else is crucial for Christmas dinner? That sounds awful direct, doesn't it? Crucial. All these things are crucial for Christmas dinner. Six answers up on the board here. Does anybody have one of them? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Other than turkey, what else is crucial for Christmas dinner? All right. I think we have a call coming up here.
Okay. Go ahead, caller.
Let's say ham.
Ham is number five on the list. You got it.
Ham shows up at number five on the list. You know, I know a lot of people do turkey at Thanksgiving and ham at Christmas. Ham, number five on the list. Now remember the category again. Other than turkey, what else is crucial for Christmas dinner? Ham, number five on the list. So we've still got five other answers to go here. Six on the list. What do you serve at your house on Christmas dinner? All right, let's go back to the phones here.
Go ahead, caller.
What about sweet potatoes?
Let's see here. No sweet potatoes on the list.
Okay.
No sweet potatoes on the list here today. Other than turkey, what else is crucial for Christmas dinner? Now, we've got ham. Ham was number five on the list, but we still have five other answers. What would those be? Ham number five. Other than turkey, what else is crucial for Christmas dinner? I think we were getting a call there. If that was you, give us a buzz back. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Other than turkey, what is crucial for Christmas dinner? Go ahead, caller.
What about cranberry sauce or dressing?
Both of those are on the list. Dressing number two, cranberry sauce number four.
Okay. And have you sent out your return Christmas card yet? Because I didn't get one yet.
No, we haven't.
Oh, okay. No. I just wondered if it got lost.
No. We'll be getting to that, I think, later this week.
Okay,
thanks.
Bye-bye.
Dressing is number two. Cranberry sauce, number four. All righty.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Mashed potatoes.
Potatoes are number one on the list.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Okay.
Yep.
All right, potatoes, number one on the list. Potatoes, number one. Stuffing, dressing, number two. Cranberry sauce, number three. No, four. Ham, number five. Two answers left, I guess.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say pumpkin pie.
No pumpkin pie.
No pumpkin pie on our list here today. So we've got potatoes, dressing, stuffing, cranberry sauce, ham. Two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the final two answers here this morning? Go ahead, caller.
Venison.
No venison. No, good guess, though.
No venison on the list here today. That deer meat that they served at the first Thanksgiving.
Go ahead, caller.
What about green bean casserole?
No green bean casserole.
Okay.
No green bean casserole on the list here today. You know, there is an answer on here, though, that's in that neighborhood. I guess it's a broader answer.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say apple pie.
No apple pie.
No apple pie on the list here today. Potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce, ham. Let's see what we got here.
Go ahead, caller.
Corn or just vegetable in general?
Vegetables in general, yeah. That's on the list. Number six.
Okay.
Vegetables in general are on the list. Number six. So now we're down to one answer. We've got potatoes, dressing, cranberry sauce, ham, vegetables. Kind of sounds like Thanksgiving, doesn't it?
Go ahead, caller.
Did she just say vegetables?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say beans. Let me just say fudge.
No fudge on the list, but a good guess.
No fudge on the list this year. Other than turkey, what else is crucial for Christmas dinner? Potatoes, dressing, cranberry sauce, ham, vegetables.
Go ahead, caller.
What about eggnog?
No eggnog.
No eggnog on the list here today. That's one of the all-time favorites. Other than turkey, what else is crucial for Christmas dinner? Potatoes, stuffing, cranberry sauce, ham, vegetables.
Go ahead, caller.
Figgy pudding.
No figgy pudding.
Mm. No figgy pudding. And that is a Christmas staple. Although I don't think I've ever had figgy pudding. Has anybody ever had figgy pudding?
Go ahead, caller.
A fruit salad?
No fruit salad.
No fruit salad on the list here today. Other than turkey, what else is crucial for Christmas dinner?
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say some kind of booze.
Yep,
some kind of a drink.
Booze again on the list here. Everybody wants booze at the holiday time.
I think that's my most famous answer, booze. Okay.
It's been on the last two. Booze is on there. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
And that rounds out that category. Other than turkey, what else is crucial for Christmas dinner? Potatoes, stuffing, booze, cranberry sauce, ham, and vegetables. All right, let's move on to the next category. Now, this one only has three answers. What is another name for Santa Claus? Three answers here. What is another name for Santa Claus? Three answers. Now, this might be, I don't know, will this be hard or not? Interesting. Only three. One is more popular than the other. Other two.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say Saint Nick.
Saint Nick, number one on the list.
Saint Nick comes in at number one on the list here today. What is another name for Santa?
Go ahead, caller.
Kris Kringle.
Kris Kringle, number three on the list.
Well, we've got the two that I thought were the easiest. Let's see if we get number three here. What is another name for Santa Claus? We've got Saint Nick. We've got Kris Kringle. What is the third answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. St. Nicholas, Kris Kringle, what's the other answer? Go ahead, caller.
Father Christmas.
Father Christmas. Now, how'd you know that? That is the... I've never heard Santa Claus called Father Christmas.
I think I heard it in an old movie or something.
Father Christmas. My goodness. I had never... I thought it would take a while to get that one.
Okay.
Hey, thanks. Bye-bye.
Father Christmas. I've never heard that. But, it is on the list here. St. Nick, Kris Kringle, and Father Christmas. All right. Let's see here. Okay, next category. Something people do on Christmas Day. Five answers on the list here. Something people do on Christmas Day. 740-751 4038. Something people do on Christmas Day. All right, let's go back to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Open gifts.
Open gifts, number one on the list. You got it.
Open gifts, of course, number one on the list. Something people do on Christmas Day.
Go ahead, caller.
Open presents?
We got that one.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
We got open gifts. Open gifts, far and away, the number one answer on the list here today. Name something people do on Christmas Day.
Go ahead, caller.
Cook?
No cooking on the list.
Okay.
No cooking on the list here today. Name something people do on Christmas Day. We've got the opening of gifts. That seems to be the big one. What are the other two answers? 740-751-4038. What do we have coming here?
Go ahead, caller.
Watch Christmas movies?
No Christmas movies.
No Christmas movies on the list. Although I might be in that category this year. You never know.
Go ahead, caller.
At family dinner.
Eat. Yes, eat is number four on the list.
Eating comes in at number four on the list here today. Something people do on Christmas Day. Well, we open gifts, we eat. Three other answers to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Three other answers to go here.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say they watch movies, videos.
No movies on the list.
No movies on the list here today. We've got the opening of gifts, and we've got eating, which I think we all like to do. Something people do on Christmas Day. Open gifts and eat. Three answers left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
They sing.
No singing on the list.
No singing on the list here today. How about that? Something people do on Christmas Day. Open gifts. Eat. Three answers left to go. 740-751-4038. What are the remaining three answers? What could they be? Well, open gifts. 70 people said open gifts. 10 people said eat. What are the other three answers? Now, remember the category, something people do on Christmas Day. 740-751-4038. Three big answers left to go here today. Who's going to give them to us?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm going to say they take a nap.
Sleep. Yes, sleep is on the list.
Sleep comes in at number three on the list. Open gifts, eat, sleep. Two answers left to go.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about visiting with family?
Seeing family, number four on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Seeing family, number four on the list here today. Well, that puts us down to one answer on the list. Name something people do on Christmas Day.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say, Scott, they have a drink.
Well, you know, that people do love to drink, apparently. But no drinking on this list.
Oh, I can't believe that.
I know. First time for everything.
No drinking on this particular list. Name something people do on Christmas Day. Open gifts, eat, sleep, see family. One answer left to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
They call. They call people.
No calling on the list.
No calling on the list here today. Well, we've got the four big answers here. Something people do on Christmas Day. Open gifts, eat, sleep, see family. One answer left here. 740-751-4038. What is the final answer, as they say? I don't know. It's not drink. I can tell you that. Name something people do on Christmas Day.
Go ahead.
They take the tree decorations down.
No taking the tree down.
No taking the decorations down. Something people do on Christmas Day. Open gifts, eat, sleep, see family. One answer left to go. Who's got it? 20 minutes left to go here. 40 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What could our final answer be? Open gifts, eat, sleep, see family. One answer left to go. 740-751-4038. All right, let's see what we got here.
Go ahead, caller.
They go to church.
Go to church, that's it. Number's five on the list. Thank you. Go to church was the answer we were looking for. Name something people do on Christmas Day. Open gifts, eat, sleep, see family, and go to church. All right. Well, I think we ran through all those Christmas categories in the Family Feud here. Let's see if we have any other ones that maybe we could go to. Now, remember, phone lines are open here. 740-751-4038. We would love to hear from you this morning. What do you make of the pay raises being voted in, although we do not know the amount yet? We do not know the amount.
So we're still waiting for that. We know the amount was reduced for the pay raises, but we're not exactly sure what it was. Okay, well, this is not Family Feud. Let me see if I have the answers here. We'll go to the phones here in just a second. All right.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, about the city council, I know you just said they got a raise, but have they had anything different? Because I haven't been catching you. I've been doing other stuff outside, and I know you've talked about some stuff. Did they have a meeting this past Monday?
They had one last night.
Oh, they did.
They did, and we learned that they did vote up the pay raises, but they reduced them. But we don't know what amount yet that they reduced them to.
Was that mostly the only thing about the meeting, or?
I think that was the big thing about. I wasn't there last night because I was at the Christmas party, but so I'm not really sure. But
I thought they met on Mondays.
They do, but they had. This was a special meeting. It wasn't supposed to happen, so they moved it. Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So
because I haven't caught you some lately, a few mornings I've been outside doing stuff, and I haven't caught you when you were talking about some of this stuff.
Well, it is, you know, it's a busy time, Christmas time.
No, I take care of. I feed the cat, so I'm outside, you know, doing that stuff in the early in the morning when you first come on.
Well, that happens too. Well, I appreciate you listening. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all we know right now is that the pay raises were voted up, but we're not sure what the amount was because I guess the amount was lowered from what we thought it was going to be, but we don't know what the amount is yet. Okay, let's do some Christmas trivia. Not Family Feud here, just straight out Christmas trivia. Some of these are very easy. Which popular Christmas beverage is also called milk punch? Now, I've never heard it called that, but maybe it is. Which popular Christmas beverage is also called milk punch? 740-751-4038. I've never heard in all my life somebody say, "Do you have any milk punch?" Now, remember, some of these are very simple.
Go ahead, caller.
Eggnog?
Eggnog, you've got it.
Oh, goody.
Have you ever heard that milk punch?
No, I just thought it made sense, you know, because it looks like milk or whatever. I just guessed.
Yep, good guess.
I can probably get the next one, too. What's the next question?
Confidence. What did the other reindeer not let Rudolph do because of his shiny red nose?
Play reindeer games. They wouldn't let him play the other reindeer games.
Were you singing the song in your head?
Yeah.
I know that's how you do. Yeah, join in any reindeer games. You've got it. All right.
Okay, and I don't know why fruitcake wasn't on the list earlier.
For what?
What should be at every holiday meal?
Well, you know, because the tables can't support the weight.
Bye, Scott.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next question here. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? Ebenezer Scrooge. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? 740-751-4038. Those tricky ghosts. You know, I have not seen a ghost at Christmas time, and I have not seen a ghost when it's not Christmas time. So maybe I'm looking in the wrong places. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? All right, let's see here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Three.
Not three. Good guess.
Not three. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? Now, I kind of thought three would be the first answer, but it's not three. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Boy, I'll tell you, I need a nice warm cup of tea right now. Let's see here if this is the correct answer.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say zero.
Not zero.
Not zero. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? Who's got the answer here?
Go ahead.
Four.
Jacob
Marley.
We always forget old Jacob Marley, Scrooge's old business partner.
The fruitcake keeps him up at night.
That's right. Thank you.
All right. Yes, four. How many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? Four. All right. Next question here. Where was baby Jesus born? Here's a question for you. Where was baby Jesus born? 740-751-4038. Where was baby Jesus born? I think we all should know the answer to this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Where was baby Jesus born? Does anybody know? Boy, I thought we'd get this one right off the bat. Maybe not. 49 minutes past the hour here. December 20th, last day of autumn. Now, how about that? Does it feel like autumn out there today? 27 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Where was baby Jesus born? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Well, you know, this follows a song as well. I guess if you don't know the teachings in general. Okay, let's see here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Bethlehem,
absolutely.
Bethlehem on the list here today. Okay. The movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real-life department store. What is it? I wish they showed this movie more often. I don't think they show it as often as they should. The movie Miracle on 34th Street is based on a real-life department store. What is the real-life department store? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead.
Was it Macy's?
It was Macy's. I wish they showed that movie more often. I think that's a great movie.
Yeah, I like that. The original with Natalie Wood as the little girl.
And Maureen O'Hara's in it, and it's got one of the best endings of any movie. The whole thing is just based on the ending. I think it's great.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
All right. What are the two other most popular names for Santa Claus? Well, we just had a Family Feud question very similar to this one. What are the two other most popular names for Santa Claus? (Clears throat) And I've got no cough button here. What are the other two most popular names for Santa Claus? 740-751-4038. Two other most popular names for Santa Claus. Does anybody know what they would be? We just kind of did this in the Family Feud category. Little bit of a repeat answer here. 740-751-4038. Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Is it the same ones that were in the other one, the St. Nick and Chris Kringle?
They were. No Father Christmas in this one.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Elvis isn't going to... Okay, let's take the call here. We'll come back to this.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, we lost that one. Okay. Elvis isn't going to have a white Christmas. He's going to have a what? All you Elvis fans out there. 740-751-4038. Okay, what kind of Christmas is Elvis going to have?
Go ahead, caller.
A blue Christmas.
Blue Christmas, you've got it.
What do people traditionally put on the top of their Christmas tree?
Go ahead, caller.
A blue Christmas.
Blue Christmas, you got it.
What do people traditionally put on the top of their Christmas tree? I guess this might be a matter of opinion.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say angel.
An angel. You got it.
In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? All right. Let's see here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, we lost that one. In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? Now, this is a little bit of a harder question. In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? Now, do we have any Home Alone fans out there? Interesting question here. In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? All right, maybe somebody knows.
Go ahead, caller.
I'll take a guess. Florida?
Not Florida. Good guess.
Not Florida. In Home Alone, where are the McAllisters going on vacation when they leave Kevin behind? I think this is one of the highest grossing holiday movies of all time.
Go ahead, caller.
Paris.
Paris. Kevin did not want to go to Paris.
Well, he was in the wrong vehicle.
Little bit of a troublemaker, wasn't he?
Yeah. I believe so.
Yep.
Paris. Paris. They were headed off to Paris. Okay. In the classic Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described with three words. What are they? These are three words you would not want to describe you. In the classic Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described with three words. What are they? In the classic Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described with three words. What three words describe the Grinch? I think this is also in the book and in the television special as well. In the classic Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described with three words. What are they? Under 3 minutes to go here. 740-751-4038. Actually, we're at the 2 minute mark. 740-751-4038. In the classic Christmas movie, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Grinch was described with three words. What are those three words? And are we going to get them in the next 90 seconds? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We're approaching the minute mark here. Who's got the three words? Are you going to be the last to get our trivia question today? Trivia questions. We've made it through quite a few of them here. Well, 60-second warning here. What are the three words?
Go ahead, caller.
I've never seen it. I'm just going to say a mean old man.
Not a mean old man, but a good guess.
Not a mean old man, but not a bad guess. All right. Well, maybe this is the correct answer here with 40 seconds left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
Green, furry, and pot-bellied.
Nope. Good guess.
Not green, furry, and pot-bellied. All right. Maybe this person's got the answer here.
Go ahead, caller.
Stink,
stank, stunk. Three words that also apply to fruitcakes.
Oh, yes.
We've got...
Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, we're done today. We'll be back tomorrow at this time. For this particular day, this is Scott Spears heading for the...
Your place for holiday fun. For 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, reading, Yes, Virginia, There Is a Santa Claus.
First time Mary Ellen's ever done this, and this is going to be great because this was a seminal year for Mary Ellen. 25 years since being appointed Treasurer of the United States, 50 years since getting into politics in 1969, and having two schools named for you this year. That's a big year